Super Bowl 42 champion.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Added on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking sports, taking calls, passing the time, and I'm not going to have a bad time. I'm not on until Saturday, so this is my last show for a little while, and we're going to enjoy it, man. Yankee fans, fall back with all that crybaby stuff. It is what it is. Poverty-looking franchise. Can't win a series. Can't win back-to-back games for a month. The almighty New York Yankees. Fake elite. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give the Mets as many minutes and hours tonight as possible because that's what it's about. To the victors go the spoils. They deserve it. And I know there are some Mets fans and Yankee fans are going to say, they're 13 and a half games back. This is just a blip on the radar, Keith. Yeah, let's see what happens in September. No, let's not see what happens in September. These are nightly shows that we do, daily shows that we do. We take it day by day, game by game. You know the rest. So I can't fast forward my mind to the end of the season. I can't fast forward my mind to October. But if the season ended today, your New York Mets found a way to put themselves in a wild card spot. Like, why not just clap it up for a team that was left for dead, that was laughed at? If they weren't here in New York, they'd probably be considered the best story in baseball. If they didn't share the city with the New York Yankees, everybody would be talking about them. They'd have multiple all-stars. They'd be the talk of ESPN, Fox Sports 1, Bleacher Report. The New York Mets swept the Washington Nationals today. Winning is contagious. Once you start winning, it's addicting. Once you start getting that feeling, you just crave that feeling. You find ways to get it again. David Peterson said, I don't want to be the one to pull his team down. Nobody wants to be the one to pull his team down. Brandon Nimmo is rising to the occasion. You know what? I was waiting today. I was talking to you last night. I'm like, I don't know when exactly they're going to name the reserves for the 2024 All-Star Game down in Arlington, Texas. But today I did see Bleacher Report. Shout out to my guys at BR. I'll be on tomorrow at 12. BR Walkoff announced that Will Castro from the Twins has been named an injury replacement for Jose Altuve. And Anthony Santander is an injury replacement for Kyle Tucker. I don't know. I'm looking for the information. If it's out there and I'm missing it, let me know. Maybe they didn't name it yet. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. So maybe it hasn't happened, but it should happen. The Make It Happen Mets are making it happen. And Brandon Nimmo deserves to go to his first All-Star game. And Francisco Lindor deserves to go to his first All-Star game as a Met. 888-808-1019. And you know what? Even without Lindor leading off and carrying, it's all right. We'll pick you up. It's all right. This is a team. This is a lineup. This is a team that's only getting better. This is a team that earned their first shutout victory today. This is a team that, as I'm listening to Howie Rose call the game, I can feel it in the broadcast that he's enjoying it, having a good time. It's gotten better over the last month and a half. You can't feel that energy when you listen or watch the Yankees broadcast. And I'm not going to let them pull me down. I'm not going to let them kill my vibe. I can talk about the Mets, the Make It Happen Mets, LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Luis Torrens I'm watching Luis Torrens today, and I'm like, hey, he's pretty decent. We weren't thinking much about him in Scranton with the Rail Riders as Yankee fans. But he's more than decent. Didn't need Francisco Alvarez, even though the Mets' record with Francisco Alvarez is amazing. Didn't need Francisco Alvarez. You got a great backup in Luis Torrens doing the job. J.D. Martinez. Good to have a J.D. Martinez. Should have had him 2 years ago. He's going to be very serviceable. You're not trading J.D. Martinez. You're also not trading Pete Alonso. For what? For what? Brandon Nimmo won't allow it. And I love how Brandon Nimmo is saying it with his chest in the media. Brandon Nimmo is talking about, a couple days ago, he's like, yeah, we're looking to fix these things and by the end of the month. And now he's coming out talking about just straight up, yeah, we're looking to be buyers. The will to win, TWTW, this guy's got the will to win. In the week where he learned that he wouldn't be an all-star, when he's putting up numbers that are getting close to his career numbers in the first half, he says, we want to be buyers at the end of this month, and we think that we've got a great team here, and who can say that they don't? 888-808-1019. If you want to be a hater, be a hater. If you want to deny, go ahead and deny. If you want to shortchange them and say, oh, it's just a month, or it's just, you know, now a month and a half, okay. But that's weirdo energy, bro. I just was in the Rico Bronya chat watching Mets fans talk down on their own team. Wait, this isn't what you wanted? Isn't this more fun than losing? Than being swept? I don't know what you guys are on. This is one of the Mets' best runs of all time. You got to enjoy it, man. Everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up Mets. The stadium has a good turnout for a day game. Nobody was pulling up. Now everybody's showing up. To the victor go the spoils, man. The more that I'm watching the Mets play, the more I'm just like, wow, I'm not no Mets fan. But I'm enjoying watching them play because I'm a baseball fan. And when you just don't think about it as, oh, these are the LOL Mets, same old Mets. No, this is a group of guys that are playing for each other. Carlos Mendoza talking about their grit and how much they care and the work that they put in and why he wasn't concerned and why he wasn't worried, because he's been seeing it every day. Resilience, passion, care. He said there's a lot to like about the team that doesn't show up in the box score. No, it's showing up now. See, because this is how baseball works. It's a hard game to play. Keep at it, and you may get some cosmic energy from a Jose Iglesias and a hit record. You may have a secondary mascot to your first mascot, Mr. Met and Mrs. Met. You may get a grimace out of nowhere that people rally around. You may have guys play above their heads when people doubted them, talked down on them, counted them out. Francisco Lindor, Mark Vientos. I mean, go down the list. So be a hater if you want to be a hater. I know people label me a Mets hater. Nah, I just hate some goofy Mets fans online that go out of their way to hide their faces and names but talk about me all day. I'm out here. I'm out here as myself every day. I'm not hard to find. And I'm not ducking any smoke either. We can talk about the Yankees. It's just going to be crybaby energy. And when you watch the New York Yankees, they're pathetic right now. They had the perfect opportunity to go back to Tampa where they train in spring training, home away from home. Like I said, they had the perfect opportunity to go down to Tampa and get right before facing the Baltimore Orioles, who never get swept, right? Remember hearing that narrative? The Orioles never get swept. They were swept by the Rangers in October, but they never get swept. Definitely not at home. They were just swept in Camden Yards. Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. They were just swept by the Chicago Cubs, who were in last place when they entered. And now they're tied for last place with the Cincinnati Reds, who swept the Yankees. 888-808-1019. You can't make this baseball stuff up, man. I know some of you guys are ready for some football. Yankee fans are going to cry tonight, right? They're going to cry about Gleyber Torres and his at-bat. Gleyber Torres, why are you chasing in that position, man? Watch the at-bats in front of you, dude. This guy is not throwing strikes. Pete Fairbanks is not, he can't control. As soon as you saw Pete Fairbanks walk Oswaldo Cabrera, see, I don't want to even do it. It's not even, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Hell of a play by Caballero from second base, running to go get that ball, but terrible at bat by Gleyber Torres. Yankee fans are going to cry about the umpires. Don't let it come down to an umpire who last year, in late June, against the Orioles, I told you guys, these umps don't forget. Aaron Boone tried to tighten up Edwin, the home plate ump, Edwin Moscoso or something like that. He spit on that man by accident last year. That guy remembered it. Like, that Trevino at bat, Yankee fans are going to cry about, why would you pinch hit Trevino for Wells? Because this team is not constructed well. You don't have the guys on the bench. You don't have many options. You got to stick with the plan. And you know what? Trevino should have walked. But hey, when you got a guy like that, hey, trying to end the series, trying to get out of here, got no love for you, Aaron Boone and the struggling Yankees. That's a ball high, that's a ball down. And then you end up striking out. You know, Yankee fans are going to cry about, man, what happened to Aaron Judge? We thought Aaron Judge was, nope, we're back to April Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is allowed to slump, right? I got a lot of flack for thinking that he was hurt early in the season. He's not hurt now. He's just slumping. Because you know what? He's got to play DH every day. He's not in the flow of the game, running down fly balls, being the captain of the defense out there in center field, being the Yankees captain, playing both sides of the ball. He's got a DH. Giancarlo Stanton, come back. Giancarlo Stanton, do not wait until after the All-Star break. The Yankees are limping into the All-Star break. It's disgusting to watch. They had it right in front of them. Like Aaron Boone told you, it's right in front of us. It was. You could have taken that series. You could have taken that series and went into Baltimore and maybe, I don't know, come out of there tied for first or with first, but you pissed it away. So I'm not going to let them kill my vibe. I'm blessed. I got a show to do tonight. I'm on for 3 hours. These Mets fans deserve to call up and talk about everything from the All-Star game to Pete Alonso. I saw Ken Rosenthal said that Pete Alonso, it's like his fault or something that his teammates are. We'll talk about it. I'm already up against it. I don't even have enough time to do my open.